Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today on the Players Platform Show, a fantastic opportunity to go behind the scenes with the litany of NFL draft prospects making their path towards the next level. And remember, April 27th to the 29th is the day they'll know, get their names called, and that is in Philadelphia this year. But with that said, we have a fantastic guest from Mississippi State, Hail State, Tory Dale, the defensive end. Tory, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. What's it like knowing that you're moving on to the next level, getting your foot in the door, and in a few weeks your teammates will be getting ready for spring ball and you'll be doing combine prep?
It's a really exciting experience. Something that you look forward to ever since you start playing a game. But right now I'm still really just focusing on training and getting right so I could do everything to the best of my ability.
Definitely. And for you, I'm looking at your stuff. I mean, graduating in December, congratulations. So I think that's a great advantage for you, because now you can just focus on, training and getting, like you said, getting your body right. So, take us through a typical day right now. I mean, since your last game, what's a typical day for you as you kind of get prepared for all this coming ahead?
A typical day, I feel like all my days run together. It's the same thing every day. I wake up early, probably around 7, eat some egg whites, a few sausage, a little bit of bacon. Then I get ready to go train, and I train from about 12:30 to 5:30. Sometimes I train twice a day. And after that, I just go home, recover my body, ice myself up, Epsom salt baths, relax, and then really just go to bed early and wake up and do it all again. It's not really much time for anything else right now.
Definitely, and it's kind of like a groundhog day, and a lot of guys, they're going through the same process. Are you staying at school, or did you go off to one of the facilities? Kind of where are you doing your work at?
I'm from the New Orleans area, so I'm to the New Orleans area. They have a lot of great trainers around here. I've been training with a guy at Sonic Boom since I was in high school, and he trained like guys like Mark Ingram, Landon Collins, Odell Beckham, all of them. I've trained with them in high school there, and so I came back home, and I'm training there right now.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Tory Dale, the standout Mississippi State DN here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft with this young man. Going back to your Pop Warner Pee Wee days, if you played way back when, have you always kind of had the height and the size advantage?
The funny thing is I didn't start playing football until about the eighth grade. But by eighth grade, I was already 6'3". I wouldn't say the weight. I was probably more skinny then, but I've always been bigger than everybody else, height-wise at least.
Nice. I can only imagine if you being in eighth grade at 6'3", you're probably thinking you're going to be an NBA power forward at that time, or am I wrong?
No, yeah. I started out football, and I had hurt my groin in football, so I didn't really play eighth grade year, but I started in basketball eighth grade, obviously, for the eighth grade team. And then ninth grade to 11th grade, I started, too, at the five. And my buddy, okay, Dylan Gordon, he played at LSU. He plays for the Eagles now. He started at the four. So me and him, he was about 6'2 then, so we were about all the same size. He was big. And so we really started in basketball, but then once you get older, you realize once you stop at 6'5", there's really no post-game future for you.
that's the way. But still, great size, man. Kind of take us through this. So you obviously have to start getting some notice. I know you're one of the top prospects, in the country, three stars, by rivals and whatnot. So you're definitely on the radar by plenty of schools. Who else was looking at you coming out of high school, and how did you know Mississippi State was your best fit?
My first offer came from Southern Miss, and then it was McNeese. And then I started getting calls from Arkansas. I got an offer from Arkansas and Florida and Tennessee. And then I committed to Mississippi State my junior year. I went to a one-day camp, and I got offered there. And then, you know, I stayed around campus a little bit. I felt like it was a good fit. So I committed there like a week or two later. And then my senior year in high school, if I remember correctly, I want to say I had like 20 sacks, and LSU offered me late. But, after I committed to Mississippi State, you know, once you give your word, I gave my word, and it was the best fit for me. After I went up there for my official visit, everybody just felt like family. The guys I met that I was coming in with that was also committed, you know, it already felt like a tight bond, and I just knew that was the spot I needed to be at.
Nice. Now, for those people who love the Tigers and you originally being born in Louisiana, did family or friends give you any ribbing right off the cuff when they knew that LSU offer came in and you kind of said, no, I'm sticking to my word?
Not really. You know, they knew, you know, everybody I really try to associate myself with always has the best interest in looking out for me. And, you know, I try to do the same for them. So, really, they were just supporting me in whatever route I decided to go, and they were behind me 100%.
So, once again, Tory Dell here on the C2P, 39 games with Mississippi State as he's trained in New Orleans right now as he gets ready for the next level. For you, I mean, what are scouts going to love about you? I mean, if they're watching the game tape and finding out what you bring to the table, I mean, what do you think those traits and characteristics to the position that are something that they're going to say, hey, you know, we want another look at this kid. This is what we love about him.
Yeah, well, coming into Mississippi State, I played defensive end. My junior year, I played defensive tackle. And then this year, I played defensive end again, like 5-tech, and we switched to some – we played a lot of odd front. I played the 4-I. And, but I'm always going to go hard. You know, I play physical. Like I just said, I played multiple positions. When I played D-tackle, I was on like 260. You know, so I try to just go wherever I'm needed. Whatever I can do to help the team to win, you know, I'll do it, whether it's special teams, practicing, starting, whatever I can do to help the team win, I'll contribute that way. You know, I not to say anything on myself, but I learned the playbook pretty fast, so I'm always going to be reliable to be in the right place at the right time, so you could have trust in that I'm going to execute my assignment. And yeah, I feel like it's all about just, you know, I go hard for not just myself, but for the people who are depending on me as well.
Definitely. And you kind of mentioned in between that D tackle role. I mean, what's your height right now, and are you kind of just focusing on just, say, DN moving forward?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I'm 6'5 right now, but coming out of the season, I was 283, and I've really just been focusing on, you know, leaning up and hardening my body up for pro day and all that because, you know, I was at playing weight then, so I'm trying to swim up or lean up more so I can move better and stuff for my drills and all that.
Definitely, and pro day is an exciting time. When's pro day for you?
Our pro day is on March 22nd.
Nice, man. You excited?
Oh, yeah, this is what I've been looking forward to my whole life. So, you know, I'll just go out there and put on the best show I can, and, you know, I believe it'll be enough.
Definitely, man, and that's what you want. Exciting time. I mean, under a month away, man. So, like I said, a very exciting time. I'm sure, you know, like you said, kind of a Groundhog Day type mentality today. You say just waking up, training, and getting leaner, faster, bigger, stronger. But, you know, that's part of the process. We kind of talked about what scouts may see on film. Tory, does anything go unnoticed that scouts, you know, can't see on film? Maybe leadership qualities, game film study, workout warrior, I mean, in the weight room. I mean, what are some of the traits that you bring that aren't just evident on film that these are great qualities about you as a young man and a prospect?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I love to work out, actually. You know, I like to look good, be fit. And really, I just started, you know, really eating clean since I got out of college, like no fast food and all that. And, you know, that makes me feel real good when I'm training, light on my feet, and I can feel the difference in my body. But, you know, I like to motivate and push the guys around me. You know, if somebody tells you they feel like working out or training or, you know, practicing every day, they'll probably be lying to you. But, you know, sometimes you have to tell yourself that you want to do it anyways. And, you know, if you could push the people around you, that's a big deal. So that's what I try to do, just lead everybody to have the best positive motivation they can and keep pushing.
Excellent, excellent stuff. I love the great response to that, man. And for you, I mean, do you get comparisons to anyone? Or is there anyone out there that you kind of say, hey, you know, if I'm watching an NFL game, I kind of say, hey, what this guy does, I think I can kind of do?
Really, you know, I just try to watch as many guys in my position as I can. You know, not single any of them out, because I feel like you can really learn from a lot of different guys. You know, everybody has different skill sets and different techniques that you can just really pay attention to and pick up from them. And if you work it, you know, you can get it too. So I try not to just single anybody out and just get as much as I can from everybody.
Yeah, and like I said, there's a lot of great ones out there, and hopefully you follow in the footsteps, and hopefully someday when I ask a question to somebody else, you know, they kind of throw Tory Dale down as a guy that they eye up. For you, I mean, in terms of when you look back, I mean, for if there's any, you know, Mississippi State fans out there listening, I mean, what are you going to miss most about, you know, walking out of that tunnel on a Saturday, I mean, and, you know, and playing in that stadium?
You know, we got the best fans in the country, and, you know, the most thing, the thing I'm going to miss the most is, you know, if you're an opposing team, you're probably not going to say the same, or opposing fan is probably annoying, but, man, to be honest, I really love those cowbells.
Nice. Lots of cowbells?
Love the cowbells. I mean, you know, if you hear 80,000 of them ringing, it's nothing like it.
Yeah. I'm sure, man. I'd like to experience it. Never have, but definitely be a cool experience to witness. Once again, Tory Dale, the defensive end / D tackle, Mississippi State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. If you folks missed any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again or download at your leisure, you know it's always available at iTunes, Players, Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio, Tory Dale, and then collegeyourpro.com. Before we let you go, and we know you're busy, and we appreciate you sharing your day with us, we always like to throw some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot of some of those?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, head coach Dan Mullen, does anybody on the team do a great impersonation of Coach Mullen? And if they do so, would they do it in front of him?
You know, I think Donald Gray, a wide receiver, he's a real cool, laid-back guy, you know, really funny guy. I think he would do it and definitely do it in front of him.
Excellent. And do you have any game day superstitions?
I like to wear my double socks, and I cut one of them just to pull it a little higher than the other one. And I did that one time when we started – in 2014, we started going to number one, and I just continued it ever since.
Nice. Wow, that's great insight there, man. That's what a great response to that one. And female celebrities, Tory, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Oh, I have to choose one?
Hey, this is your show. You could choose 50. This is your show, man. So you want to choose more than two, you can. You could choose four.
Well, you know, I'd have to take J-Lo, number one. And then just because she's cute and seems laid back and everything, I'd have to take Jessica Alba out on a date.
Definitely. I tell you what, you're definitely going to turn some heads if you walk into any restaurant with those two ladies by your side. You're definitely going to be called the man after that, Tory. And the final question for you, you're definitely right there, man. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He is the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and designs cleats, puts the themes on them, the sprays. If you could have any of your cleats or your spikes painted, what kind of theme would you want done on them?
Like I said, I'm from New Orleans. You know, I've been living here my whole life, so I'd probably have to go with a New Orleans theme. You know, maybe a cry now, laugh later sign with a fleur-de-lis, maybe some bees and Canal Street or something. But,
nice.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to make New Orleans proud, so I'd probably have to go with a New Orleans theme.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, you've already made them proud so far, and like I said, I think you're going to continue that trend. So, hey, man, stay humble. Stay blessed. Great, you know, training. Obviously, Pro Day is right around the corner on the 22nd, man. But, hey, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us today.
Thank you for your time.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tory Dale, Mississippi State DN here on the C2P. If you folks want to listen again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and CollegeToPro.com.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.